In episode 62, we kick off another series of fresh topics all about how to earn income with digital products and services. You're listening to The Remote Work Retirement Show, the only show that helps semi-retirees figure out their remote work options. I believe the remote work is the new retirement plan, and that many retirees have both the ability and desire to work how they want so they can live how they want. Let's dig into today's episode. Hello again. I'm excited that you're back because today and all this month, we're diving into an exciting topic that can help you boost your income and give you more control over your finances. And that's creating digital products and services. And whether you're looking to earn supplemental income or start a side business or anything in between, digital products and services can be a real game changer. And in today's episode, I'll introduce you to a variety of these options. And then throughout the month, I'm going to dig deeper into each one. So for today, we're going to talk about three types of digital products and services. Number one, online courses and workshops. Number two, online coaching and memberships. And number three, books and downloads. To help me explore these, I'll also be interviewing some guests, so more on that later. So let's dig into all of these three at a high level. So we're going to start with the one that I know and love best, and that is creating and selling online courses and workshops. So an online course is something where you take your knowledge and you package it into something that is potentially self-service, meaning you have it hosted somewhere, someone can log in with a password, and they can go through either pre-recorded trainings that you have, but it could also be live. And the difference between an online course and a workshop is that typically online courses are longer, and a workshop is more of like a short-term, one-time thing. And what I love about this is it gives you a lot of creative freedom. Maybe you have a hobby that you enjoy doing, or you have some specialized skill, and you can actually pre-record again or do it live into some format where someone can then access it on their own time and take it anytime they want. And this could be done for anything. I've talked about on this show before a woman I worked with who was teaching sewing. And so she was going to do her sewing classes online. I've bragged a lot about the client that I have who's 81 years old and teaches art classes in an online course format. And I love this because it gives you so much flexibility and freedom in how you want to create it, how much you want to create, how much you want to charge, etc. And I'll also have someone on the podcast later this month who I partnered with, and together we created a workshop version, which again is a little bit shorter and in some ways easier than creating an entire online course. And you'll hear all about how we developed this thing, how we did it really light on our feet, like we didn't invest too much time or money. We came up with a concept, and the idea was to take that concept to market really quickly to test it and then decide if we were going to turn it into more of a long-term asset. The reason why I like this the most out of all the things I'll talk about today is it's really the first thing I did when I got into an RV and started, basically reinventing myself for the online world. So really quickly, my story is I left my corporate job back in 2016. My husband Bryce and I got into an RV and started blogging. And from there, that turned into an online course teaching other people who wanted to RV and work from their RV how to do that. And that became Remote Work School. And I've had that for over 5 years now, and it's become an amazing asset for me. I started off doing it part-time, and now it is my full-time thing. So I know it the best, and I love it the best because, again, it's what I started with, but also it gives me a lot of freedom. I don't have to necessarily have 8 to 5 working hours in a day. I don't have to, work Monday through Friday if I don't want to. I also offer a little bit of coaching as well, which I'll talk about in a minute. But again, I have control over how I deliver this course. So let's talk about the second one, which is online coaching and membership sites. So I just mentioned that I do a little bit of coaching, and I love that. I really do enjoy not just having an online course, I enjoy working with people, having real conversations, and being a part of their success and their journey. So I like to add a little bit of coaching in with what I do. But you could have an entire coaching business and never have an online course. So for example, if you have a particular skill or talent, maybe it's, you know, life coaching or fitness training, maybe it's language tutoring or whatever it is, you could take that and turn it into a coaching offer or teaching. And I like to use coaching, teaching, training, consulting, kind of, I interchange those a lot. And if you go back on this podcast, I have a whole series on how to actually create your own online coaching and course business and using AI to help you do that. So I think that came out in, I want to say like May of this year, 2023. So scroll back through, see if you can find those. Sorry, I don't have it at the top of my head, but I'll put a link in the show notes for you. Now, similar to that would be membership sites. And a membership site can operate somewhat like an online course or workshop, and it could also operate a little bit like coaching. The difference is usually a membership site is something that you're delivering something every single month instead of one time. So maybe every month you're serving up new content or new training, but it could also be new tools or templates. It could also be coaching that you offer every month. I actually have what I call a back-end membership site. So after someone comes through remote work school in the first 90 days, they get an opportunity to just go month to month. And that way they can retain access to me as a coach on a periodic basis. And so that what that does is it gives me another opportunity for revenue in the business that is not only tied to remote work school. And it also gives my clients an opportunity to continue working with me in a budget-friendly way. So I think it's a really good example of taking, again, something you already know that you can package up and offer and just offer it in a slightly different way at a different price point. So again, that's number two, that's online coaching and membership sites. One other thing I should mention about a membership site that I like is that usually it's recurring revenue, meaning the way people build it is they tend to offer monthly plans. And that way, if people are paying by the month, they can predict the revenue that's coming in month over month. So I wouldn't say that somehow this is better than an online course or a workshop. It's just different things for different people, right? It just gives you another opportunity. And I'll have an expert on this month as well who has built an amazing membership site and has made it incredibly affordable for people. And it's also afforded her a lifestyle that she never knew she could have. So more on that later. Finally, let's explore the world of books and downloads. Now, if you have ever dreamed of becoming a published author, then self-publishing is an avenue that you can take on platforms like Amazon, Amazon Kindle Direct, and other self-publishing services. I have a number of friends who have done this. And if you go back and you listen to episode 55 with Cherie Collier, she talks about her experience with writing and self-publishing a book on Amazon. Again, I'll put a link to that episode as well if you want to go back and listen to that. And this is such a great way to, once again, take the knowledge you already have and turn it into something that is digital and that you can sell over and over again without you necessarily having to put in hours. You put the hours in up front to actually write the book and in some ways sell the book, but then later it can become passive income. And Cherie talks about that. You can do this with anything. You could do this with fiction and nonfiction books. You can do this with how-to guides, recipes, really anything under the sun. I have it on my list to actually write a book. I don't know if I'll get to it this year, but I definitely will do this because this is an untapped resource for me and something that I should certainly add to my digital business landscape. Now, similar to books could be things called downloadables. And what these are things that people create and sell on places like Etsy or even Amazon, really, just variety of different marketplaces. These could be little calendars and checklists. These could be, you know, packing guides. These are things that people might buy because they just like to have, you know, quick resources to turn to and they don't want to go hunt and peck for free things on the internet. Believe it or not, it can be quite lucrative and not very difficult to make, especially when you're using really cool tools like AI or Canva to help you create these things really quickly. And when you take the best of what you know and you combine it with a really beautiful format or an easy checklist that somebody can use, you can create a lot of value for people as well as earn income for yourself. So to wrap up today's kickoff episode, I want to leave you with this. Creating digital products and services not only generates supplemental income, but maybe even full-time income. And at the same time, it could provide personal fulfillment for you. Just knowing that your work is helping other people and making a positive impact can be incredibly rewarding. But sometimes it's hard to know, well, how do I even get started? So let me leave you with a couple of tips. Number one, identify your area of expertise and then figure out who is your exact target market. Who are the type of people who could really use what you know? What problem can you solve for them? And if there is any additional skill or knowledge that you need to acquire to help them even more, what would that look like? For example, maybe you already are really good at a type of cooking and you want to turn that into something. And maybe it wouldn't take much more for you to learn some other technique that you could then also include or even sell as a separate digital product or service. Now, here's one last thing. Don't wait until your product is perfect before sending it out into the world. Perfection is a trap. I've talked about that a lot on this show, and it's likely going to delay your progress. Instead, focus on the value that you can create right now, and then later you can iterate on this product or service, and then really get feedback from your customers and your potential audience to improve it later. You're going to hear more about that when I have my guests on this show later this month. So I hope today's short episode leaves you with a little bit of inspiration and gives you at least a way to imagine what's possible for you if you want to go in this direction. Thanks for joining me for today's episode. Stay tuned for more inspiring content and success stories this month. I will see you next time. If you have an idea for an online course, coaching, workshop, membership, or book, but you don't know where to start, be sure to check out Remote Work School. This is where I help people flesh out their ideas and go from nothing to something inside of a coaching container. You can find a link to my free training in the show notes, or you can just click on Remote Work School and even join.